Purgatory sizing exists, and it is, I think, the most difficult sizing to exist in because you just have nothing to work with in the first place. I started a conversation on Threads about what I consider to be the real gap when it comes to sizing, particularly when it comes to the sizes in between standard size and plus size. I said the real gap isn't always brands stopping at XL because at least with plus size, the sizes exist. They're often poorly designed, but they exist. The problem is when your proportions fall between straight and plus sizes. So when your bust is 43 inches to a 48, waist is 36 inches to a 40 inch, and hips 43 to 48 inches. You're not an XL, but you're also not a 1X. And in the-
Well, the weather is changing, so that's a good thing. Which means it's time to switch out the closets. And if you haven't switched out the closet, I'm guessing you just have your spring things hung up in another room. Kudos to you. But if you don't, if you have your spring things in space saver bags, it is time to pop them things open and start, you know, keeping the lightweight jackets, putting away the heavy ones, putting away the suede, putting away the thick sweaters. You could keep a crew neck for layering. It's time to bring out, you know, some lightweight things, some thinner things, some breathable fabrics, you know? Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for a change. But either way, welcome to episode 4 of Wear It Right with Shein. My name is Shein. I am the one who loves the things, loves the style, loves the fashion, but I'm not going to break my neck for it, okay? I'm what you call a realist fashion lover. I'm not going to go broke for that purse. I'm not about to not pay rent for those shoes. I am a balanced lover of the fashion. And today I wanted to talk about something that a lot of people avoid. A lot of people don't know how much better they could look if they just got the right size, okay? Because can we be honest now? Tight-fitting clothing doesn't look better with your body busting out of it. Let's have a come-to-Jesus moment. You aren't even comfortable in that. No one wants to buy clothes, put the clothes on, and not feel their best in it. We should all know our sizes. We should all know our inseam. We should all know our neck size. So when we go get shirts that are quality, we know what to tell them that we need. Learn about what fabrics or prints look good on your body type. Small, medium, large isn't the same with every brand. Picking and knowing your size makes all the difference. And that's what I want to focus on this episode is being true to size and buying clothes that's true to your body type and how much better you look and feel when your clothes fit. I'm tired of seeing women in clothes that don't fit. I'm tired of seeing men in clothes that don't fit. I'm tired of seeing men in suits where it's really bulky at the bottom or gathered in the crotch area. I'm tired of seeing men in suit pants, slacks that are so tight that I can see how many kids is in your ball sack. I don't need to see it. Why are your pants that tight? Who told you that was cute? And a lot of y'all men got super booties, okay? Y'all booties thicker than the women out here. And if you're not in the lane of other men trying to attract other men, I don't know no woman out here that's looking at a man who has the fattest ass. I'm not. My friends aren't. And I'm not going to cancel out that some women do like that. But I don't want to see your thickness in your slacks. I don't want to see your thickness in your dress pants that you wear to work in church. I don't want to see it. But anywho, that's what I'm talking about today. getting things that fit and being true to your size. Welcome to Wear It Right with Shan. Brand specific charts tell you how the size runs with that brand. It tells you the waist, bust, hips, inseam, and stretch that that piece of clothing has. It tells you the width, the length, the country size conversions, and how does it run. So off tops, I know if I'm ordering something from ASOS, they have smaller sizing clothes. ASOS is a great brand for people who are really petite and small and tiny. Okay, if you have tiny bodies, ASOS is your girl. Zara, I already know, they are a brand, depending on the texture and fabric and how much percentage of cotton is in it versus anything else, what size I need to go. For tops, I'm going to get an XL if they have it. And usually the large and the XLs go first because realistically, Americans have bigger bodies than anywhere else because we just eat more and our bodies are just bigger, okay? Pant sizes, I already know I need something with a lot of stretch in the thigh. If something tells me it does not have a lot of stretch to it, I'm not even going to buy it because I know it's going to fit on me really tight and it's going to squeeze my body in instead of letting my body be out and comfortable. So when you put on pants and it really flattens your ass, it's because it's usually a straight cut and it has no stretch in it, okay? I don't want jeans like that. I don't want pants like that. And I don't want a skirt like that because that's not comfortable. I need to sit. I need to move. I need to be able to walk. So a lot of times what I might get from Zara might be accessories, a coat, a purse, or some lounge type pants. So like joggers or basics like a white tee, black tee, but I'm not getting anything really structured from Zara because their clothes just don't have enough stretch for me. Anthropology depends on what you're buying. Sweaters fit, but I have to get an XL or a large. Denim depends on the stretch and depends on the length because I do have shorter legs, so if it fits in the waist, I know I'm going to have to mail them to my mom for her to fix the length on them. It also depends on the price point. Is it necessary? Is it?
Yo, it's your boy Joe. Hope y'all listening to what Shan got to say, because she's spitting that fire. She always spitting that truth. Real, unfiltered truth for what you got to hear. But if you want to hear what I got to say, my podcast is Thoughts of an Average Show. On all platforms, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Good Pods. Check me out. Instagram, AverageJTPC, Twitter, your fave Average Joe, man. Now let's get back to what she got to say. And y'all better be listening. Matter of fact, take notes.
Worth getting it altered? Think about that. It's better to buy something with more room in it than to buy something that's too tight because most of the times, adding more fabric to something you already bought does not look good. Fit tech is based on the data about you. So you might see a lot of brands have this digital put in your size run and it'll basically suggest things to you based upon your size numbers. Also, we live in a time where fit tech is on wearables, Apple Watch, Fitbits, checks your heart rate, checks your sleep, checks your exercise, retail size runs. It runs data about that. Your progress, your amount of body fat, lots of different apps. Even a lot of jobs are sending their employees like Fitbits that they can wear while they exercise just to keep up with the fact that, are you exercising? Are you actually working out, like you said, on your health insurance thing at the beginning of the year?
There's one thing I wish I learned sooner That would be to stop clinging to a specific size label. Forget your size label. You never know what you're going to wear in other brands, okay? You may be a medium in one brand. You may be a 2XL in another brand, okay? If you had to guess what size shirt this was, what would you guess? This is a size 2XL, all right? Shirts from Billy Reid, but it's made to be a slim fit shirt, all right? I want it to fit a little bit oversized. You never know if you want it to fit oversized, slim fit, relaxed fit, classic fit. There's a lot of different type of fits with a million different type of brands. Same with the jeans, okay? I got yams.
Like, they think they slick, but I know what y'all doing. Another recommendation I would say is to get measured professionally. A lot of people have never went to the tailors. A lot of people have never gotten any clothing altered. And having your clothing altered, if you have the money to invest, I suggest you do it. I suggest you take at least 5 pants, 3 skirts, a few button-down tops that are like stapled pieces, things that you wear a lot over time with different things, and you can mix it up. Blazers, I suggest you go to a tailor. And I suggest you invest in making those garments you already have in your closet better fitting on your body. Now, this is where it gets a little pricey. If you are in a process of losing weight, I would not tell you to go get your clothing altered at the beginning of you losing weight, because eventually those things are not going to fit and that's going to be a waste of time. Once you get to a size that you are comfortable at and you can maintain, pick some items in your closet that are quality, that you wear a lot, that you would like to be better fitting on you, and take some time and find an alteration spot. Come up with a good deal on how many things you want altered. Let them measure you and let them get that thing altered. Your clothes are going to feel so much better. You're going to be a lot more comfortable in it and you're going to look good. And it's going to look even more expensive than what you spent on it because it fits well. Read the specs on clothing. Everybody, I don't care if you don't snow. I don't care if you do not sew. Got it. Damn, Shein. If you do not sew, it's fine, but you should have a measuring tape. You should know, like, the circumference of your thighs. You should know the length between your belly button and the bottom of your crotch. You should know your waist size. You should know your bust size. You should know your arm length. You should know what circumference is your neck when you're buying dress shirts. You should know your torso length. These are things you should know. And it's nothing to keep a little tape measure in your bag. Also, when you go to the grocery store, man or woman, buy a little sewing kit just in case a button comes off, just because you need a stitch witch, a hem. Go get you one. All right. Every household should have it. Every apartment should have one. Go for 100% cotton in garments or wool or cashmere, because those textures and fabrics last better over time, especially if you take care of it. Now, here are some quick tips on knowing your size. Number one, waist to neck for pants, okay? Two-finger rule with the belly button and pant. So, if you can't fit two fingers between your belly button and the pants and it's too tight, you need to go up a size, okay? Number two, wrist to elbow is your shoe size, okay? You understand? And when I said waist to neck, I mean taking the waist of the pants and putting it around your neck will tell you if it's too tight or if it fits. And that's how a lot of people avoid going in the dressing room or waiting to go in the dressing room when it comes to pants. A lot of times you want to do this at a thrift store because you don't want to be trying on a bunch of clothes at a thrift store if you don't have to. So that's a quick way to check the size of the pants. Number three, for your bust area, around your chest area and back is your bust. That's how you would measure it. Number four, the inseam, your crotch to ankle, okay, will tell you about the inseam. If you're short, you don't need a long inseam because that's how you have a lot of fabric gathering in the crotch area. Buy your proper size. Know how to measure yourself. Number five, keep a measuring tape with you. I said that. Number six, notes app. Keep your measurements and update your measurements in them. Because if you're at the tailors or if you're at the cleaners and they're asking you about this or that, it's way quicker if you just have it on Pivot. And my recommendation for looking better in your clothes is wearing clothes that you like, wearing clothes that fit well. Wearing clothes that don't feel good will ruin your mood. Uncomfy shoes make me angry. I do not want to talk to you. I'm ready to go all the time when my shoes are uncomfortable. Too tight clothing on the stomach can lead to GERD and IBS issues. And if that's not what you want, stop. Okay? And my thing is like, who are you trying to fool? If you're fat, you look fat to everybody else. You wearing clothes that are smaller is not going to hide the fact that you're fat. A lot of women wear fupas. A lot of women wear bodysuits. A lot of women basically wear armor under clothes. And that's why you're hot and uncomfortable and you're bitchy in the places, is because you're so busy trying to hide the work that you need to do on yourself that you can't even be comfortable in the clothes you spend money on. My thing is like, stop trying to hide it and just buy clothes that fit. Stop trying to hide it and go work out. Stop trying to hide it and change your diet. Men do it too. Men, just because you have money and you have a car and you pay your bills doesn't mean it is excusable for your stomach to be falling over your pants. Doesn't mean I want to see your boxers hanging out your pants. Who told you that shit was cute? When you get out the car, I don't want to see a man's crack. I don't want to see your crack when you sit on the edge of the bed. That does not look good. Okay? There's no reason why you haven't had a baby. You have never been pregnant. You're fully capable. Your arms work. Your legs work. You have a brain, you have a vehicle, and you have time within your day to sit down, watch TV, go outside, sit and smoke, but you don't have time to work out. I want to be the only person in my relationship with titties. Take it how you want to take it. I want to be the only person in my relationship looking like I'm 10 months pregnant when I'm 10 months pregnant. Meaning I've been carrying this baby for a very long time and I'm ready to pop. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why men are not in shape. And then have all of these things to say about a woman's body or what a woman looks like, or if a woman is a 10 or if a woman is a 7 or if she's a 5. You know what you look like? You look like a 2. You look like a 2. Okay? All you need is a beat face and a wig, and then we both could be sisses. So my thing is like, wear clothes that fit. I don't like when men raise their arms and I have to see their belly button. Just because your shirt is tired, it doesn't mean you're fooling me that you have muscles. I can see you don't have muscles. Your nipples look almost as big as mine, and I gave birth. I'm a woman. I was born with a vagina. Okay? What is your excuse? Get it together. Wear clothes that fit. I like men who wear clothes that fit. I like men who are any size, but you look good because you are honest about the size that you are. Stop trying to hide the size that you are and buy better clothes that fit. There are bigger women that look great because they buy clothes that fit. They understand their bodies and they accentuate what looks good on their body. It is okay to be skinny, but there are certain clothes that you need to wear when you're skinny. It is okay to be an average size, but there are certain clothing and a size run that you have to wear when you're an average size. A lot of women who get their bodies done also, because I must say this, you still don't know how to dress. So a lot of times, instead of you thinking how to dress or figuring out what your style is, you buy clothes that have the least amount of fabric on it because all you have going for yourself is a body. All you have going for yourself is a body. You have no style. Things don't look good on you. Shit looks cheap. So figure out what your style is. Figure out what your size is and learn how to wear clothes and still look beautiful when you have clothes on. It is one thing to be beautiful when you are naked. It is one thing to be beautiful in that tight, small skirt or that small dress or your titties halfway out. But you look cheap. And that if that's not what you're going for, then let's up it. Let's up it with some quality. Let's up it with the right size. And if that's what you're going for, never mind what I'm telling you. But there's a better size for your body type. It is okay to be a medium. It is okay to be an extra small. It is okay to be a large. Okay? But what is not okay is the fact that before you put that final shirt on that everybody is going to wear, you have five layers of holding your fat back. You're not comfortable. And I will also say buying that extra armor under your clothes costs more money. If men really understood how much women spend on bras, underwear, stockings, body suits for dresses, because it just looks better and more flattering when you don't see the lines from our underwear. Y'all wouldn't want to get dressed and go anywhere with a man, because the amount of money and time you put into getting dressed and going somewhere with a man, he has the nerve to be like, this is the best I can do. Sir, do you know that it cost me about $250 to get put what I have on right now and come with you and give you my time? And you couldn't even compliment me. You couldn't even say thank you. You couldn't even pay for this. You couldn't even open my car door. You couldn't even... And I know this is a little off topic, but this is why women don't pay y'all no mind no more, because y'all aren't even worth the get ready. Your effort is so low effort that it's not even worth the get ready. Okay? And I want a lot of men and women to get back to spending the time to put in the quality on themselves and going out for that date and being intentional about that date and being intentional about who they date and who they make time for. Why are you going out on a date and you're wearing sweatpants? What? Why? Why are you going out on a date and you in a full Adidas tracksuit? And don't get me wrong, I love me an Adidas tracksuit. Nah. But you going out on a date dressed like this? Like, this is what blows me a lot of times. Men who have no problem dressing down, but they don't got no idea or no clue on how to dress up. Oh my God. Find you a man that can do both. Same thing with women. Women who can dress down, can dress to go to the gym, can dress to go to work, but she has no idea on how to dress up. Girl, what? Get it together. There's too many resources online for you to know what basics you may need for a banquet, a black and white dinner, this, that. Like, there's no excuses. You just don't care enough to do it. And if you don't care enough to do it, you're going to get who and what it is that you attract. And if you don't like what you're getting, who and what it is that you attract, then do better. Do something different. Okay? Y'all know there is something called skinny jean syndrome, okay? Why are you wearing clothes so tight that they pinch a nerve? Okay? Numbness and pain in the leg because your pants are so tight. I am so tired of seeing these young men outside in jeans that are tighter than my spandex tights that I wear to the gym. Make it make sense. Stop. Do not limit your confidence by being uncomfortable. Let me say that one more time. Do not limit your confidence by being uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, it means uncomfortable in your clothes, uncomfortable in your body. If you do not like how your body looks, change it. If you do not like how your body feels, change it. If you do not like how you feel in your clothes, change the clothes that you wear. It takes some time to go through your closet, but realistically, ladies, I'll say this, if you are holding on to something that you had from college, from high school, from your 20s, and you are now at the end of your 30s, or you are now in your 40s, and the odds of you getting back in that and looking appropriate are slim to none. Give it up or throw it away or donate it. Give it up, throw it away, or donate it. If you have pumps in your closet that you had from 2000, from 2010, from 2018, and the reality of you wearing those shoes again is slim to none, donate it, get rid of it. Stop holding on to things that you're not going to wear again. If your tits are not going to get any smaller and that jacket is cute, but it doesn't look cute because of your titties, donate it, give it away, sell it. Stop holding on to things that you are not going to wear. Stop holding on to things that are outdated. If it's not timeless, if it's not high end, there's no way in fashion hell it's going to come back around and be age appropriate for you. Donate it, get rid of it. So I have daughters, right? And so for me, if I see something that I have that I know I'm not going to wear anymore that they might like when they get older, I'll put it to the side. But I'm not holding a whole closet full of shit that I'm never going to wear again for them. Like, I'll hold some things to the side. Some things. Okay? And last but not least, please stop buying what you don't enjoy wearing. Stop buying what you do not enjoy wearing. If you do not enjoy wearing those shoes, but society tells you, ooh, these are the shoes to get, then you really have to ask yourself, is society helping you make your money that you're spending on shoes that you don't like? Or are you making the money that you're spending on shoes that you do not like? For me, I am just at an age where I'm not buying shit that I don't like. I'm not buying clothes that are uncomfortable. I'm not buying shoes that are uncomfortable. I'm not buying a jacket that I don't like. I'm not buying a dress that I'll only wear one time. Even when it comes down to a wedding dress, the thought of spending thousands of dollars on a dress that I will only wear once. And by the time my children get married, if they get married, they probably don't even want my dress because they don't like it. It's not their style. I'm not investing thousands in a dress that I'm only going to wear once. I'm just not. Especially a wedding dress, because where else am I going to wear it to? I'm not doing it. I remember feeling slightly ridiculous after prom and looking at that prom dress in my closet. No, and I would never wear it again. Okay? I think my mom saved it, but girl, who are you saving that for? Because my kids are not going to want that dress. So women, just be more realistic in the things that you buy. I love fashion, but again, I'm not going to die for it. Thank you so much for checking out Wear It Right with Shan. You can find me at Wear It Right with Shan on IG, shanbypodden.com. And if you are interested in supporting the show, you could donate to the show, or you can purchase something on Bonfire, which is the podcast shop that has all of the merch on there. I appreciate you. Continue to look good. Continue to be comfortable in your clothes. Peace.
You're adopted.
dressing for your body type because it's messing with your head. I'm a personal stylist, and a lot of times people ask me how to dress for their body type, and every time I tell them, that's not what I do. More often than not, when you talk about body type, there is this underlying message that there is something wrong with your body, and that is not true. Crazy part is that even when you do dress for your body type and you come up with a fantastic outfit, it can all be explained through the principles of styling. The principles of styling are just tools to help you be more creative. Because when you're trying to dress from your body type, you're oftentimes coming from the perspective of trying to create illusions for your body. Whereas if you use...
Hi, Andrea. I love you.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. I love you.